Shalom to all. Today we're going to be Masachah Shavuos, Perek Zayin, Mishtavav Mishta Zayin. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'zeich Refayin Reziv Gahagon Bikar of Mamish. And here we have more cases of Nishba V'Noitel, where a person is going to make a Shavuah and he'll take because of that. And this really follows up from the previous Mishnah, which was discussing a storekeeper and a customer, a Chenveni and a Baal Abayis. And so here we have another case, Amar L'Chenveni. The customer tells the storekeeper, tell him a dinner payres, please give me a dinner's worth of produce. V'nasa Loi, and he gave it to him, which over here means he took it and placed it outside in the Rosh Hasharabim. Amar Loi, and the storekeeper tells him, tell me it's a dinner. Give me the dinner. You have to pay me. Amrullah, the customer tells him, Nasatav l'chai, gave it to you, Nasatav unpoli. You put it in your money bag, in your pouch. So in this case, you shove a Baal Abayis, the customer, he swears that he paid, and then he gets to take his produce, and that's because it's not in anyone's Roshos, it's in Roshos Rabim, therefore he could swear and take it. Now let's say it was the other way around. Not only is it dinner, the customer hands the money over, Amrullah, then he tells the storekeeper, tell me it's a pay rise. Give me the produce now. I already paid you. And then Amrullah, the storekeeper tells him, Nasatav l'chai, I already gave them to you. You brought them inside your house. Why are you asking for more? So in this case, you shove a chenveni, the storekeeper swears that he gave them and he doesn't have to give them again. Now, even though the storekeeper had just taken produce and placed it outside, he could always claim, I was just putting that outside for another reason, maybe it was for a different customer, but it wasn't for you because I already gave it to you, Mr. Customer. Rabbi Huda says, Kol shaperes biyadai, whoever has the peres, he has the produce, yada al yayna, he's got the upper hand. And since here the produce is outside the store, that's considered like it's already by the customer because the storekeeper doesn't put his produce outside the store, he keeps it inside. And by the fact that this produce is outside the store, that automatically shows that it's a Baal Bayis's, and therefore he would get to keep it according to Rabbi Huda. Now we have a similar case, Amar Shulchani, a guy tells a money changer, tell me b'dinner mice, I want you to give me mice for this dinner, meaning I want you to give me smaller coins for this larger coin that I'm giving you. V'nasan loy, he gives him the mice, Amar loy, then the Shulchani tells him, tell me it's a dinner, you have to give me the dinner, give me the coin. Amar loy, he tells him, Nasatev l'chon, Nasatev umpli, I gave it to you and you put it in your money pouch. So you show a Baal Bayis, the Baal Bayis swears that he gave it, and they can take the coins that the Shulchani prepared for him. Now Nasan loy, it's a dinner, let's say he gave him the dinner, Amar loy, then the customer tells his money changer, telling us some ice, I want you to give me the small coins. Amrullah, he tells him, Satim l'chavishlachtim sech kisecha, I gave them to you and you threw them into your wallet, so you shove a shulchani. The shulchani swears and then he doesn't have to pay again. However, Rabbi Huda argues once again and says, Ein der shulchani litein isra ad shital dinaroi, it's not regular for a money changer to give money until he gets his money, and therefore, since his money is already out of his rishos, he placed it in the rishos arabim, it must be that he already received his money and therefore he doesn't swear and keep it. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, continue to discuss cases of a person who's going to make a shvua and take, but over here there's an added chedesh that even though the person has a shtar, they have a document proving that they're owed the money, still they would have to make a shvua in order to be able to receive it. And that's what the Mishnah tells us, just like they said, that a woman who's paygim her ksuba, she doesn't get paid except for with a shvua. As referring to a woman who got divorced, her husband died, she has the shtar ksuba, which tells us that she could collect her ksuba, but then she on her own admitted, I already received part of my ksuba. Her ksuba is 200 zuz, and let's say she says, I already received 50, so I'm just collecting the other 150, that's called being paygim or ksuba. She's ruining it, if you will, in some sort of way, because she herself is admitting that the shtar is not 100% correct. So she would have to make a shvu in order to get the rest. Furthermore, ve'ed echon me'idah shipurua, if one aid came along to say that her ksuba was paid, she would have to make a shvu in order to receive it, even though she has the shtar. And in both these cases, as we just said, lo tipar al b'shvua, she can only collect the rest with a shvua. Similarly, menachasim shubadim, if she's collecting her ksuba from menachasim shubadim, which is properties that were sold to other people, and she's allowed to collect from them, u'menachse yisayim, or she's taking from the property of Yusaimim, of the orphans, Laitipar al-Bashvua, she would have to make a shvu in order to get it. Vanifras Shalai Bifanov, Laitipar al-Bashvua. If she's getting paid not in front of her husband, she would have to make a shvu. Vechain HaYusaimim, also Yusaimim, orphans, when they're coming to collect a debt that's owed to their father, Laitipar al-Bashvua, they're only allowed to get paid with a shvu. What would that be? So we'd have to say, Shvu Shalabidanu Abba, we're making a shvu that our father never instructed us at the time of his death. And Veloimer Lanu Abba, our father didn't tell us, Veloimatsinu Bench Teroisev Shal Abba, we didn't find anything among our father's shtaris, shtar zapurua, that this shtar that we're collecting with right now was paid up. That's a shvu that they have to make in order to be able to collect with the shtar. Now, Rabbi Yechon, he adds on a chedesh, even if there was a son that was born after his father died, now the son's grown up, he's coming to collect a debt owed to his father from way back, he also has to make the shvu, and obviously he's not going to be making a shvu that my father never told me anything about this debt, because his father died before he was born, but he still would have to make a shvu that I never found any shtar among my father's Shtaris that says that this was paid up. Now, Shem Gamil tells us, Im yash edim sha'amar ha'av b'shas misasai, if there's edim that the father had said at the time of his death, shtar za'ina perua, that this shtar has not been paid, hunayta shalai b'shvua, so then the yarshim could get without a shvua because we have edim saying that the father said it's not paid, so there's no reason for the yarshim to make a shvua. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up the Mishnah Ches, continue to discuss shvuas, and on to Perek Ches Mishnah Aleph, starting to talk about scenarios when a person is going to have to bring a specific carbon for making a false shvua. For now, Everyone should have a wonderful day.